Former South Dakota U.S. Senate candidate Annette Bosworth was sentenced to 3 years of probation and 500 hours of community service in a Hughes County court on Wednesday. Bosworth is a South Dakota physician and was convicted in May of 6 counts each of perjury and filing false documents during her 2014 campaign for the U.S. Senate. Bosworth was given 2 years for each count, but that sentence was suspended, so she won't serve jail time. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports that prosecutors are pleased with the outcome.
Dr. Annette Bosworth had faced a maximum punishment of 24 years in prison and $48,000 in fines, but the court chose to impose probation and community service in lieu of prison. It's a decision that the South Dakota Attorney General agrees with.
I respect today's sentence because jail is meant primarily for public safety, not necessarily for people whose conduct has crossed the line of exasperation to the general public.
Attorney General Marty Jackley adds that this case should still send a message on the importance of maintaining integrity in elections.
I believe that our election process is sacred, and I think the citizen jury has spoken to that issue when it determined that the state had proven beyond a reasonable doubt that there was a violation of the law, and of course the judge took it serious too.
Calls and emails to Bosworth's attorney were not returned in time for this story. However, her attorney does plan to appeal this case. Before the sentencing, Bosworth stated that she was praying for the judge to throw out her conviction. Marty Jackley says whether or not Bosworth retains her medical license following her felony conviction is not up to the courts, but rather the South Dakota Board of Medical Examiners.
And I also really join in the court's recognition coming from those that know Dr. Bosworth best, her medical patients, that she is capable of helping them, and I hope that she will now take advantage of this court sentence and focus on such an important opportunity.
The Board of Medical Examiners website shows that Bosworth still holds a license at this time. Board officials say there is a due process for physicians who are convicted felons. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.